human beings have been completely trapped in a narrow, personalized, collective or personalized sense of self, me, form, totally identified with mental formations as a me, complete absence of space, no space. Therefore, no love, because love arises out of the unconditioned, not through identification with a form as a me. The me form in the head, of course, needs other humans to add to it as thought forms to enhance my sense of self. Maybe, okay, you are the ideal person, you meet someone, and very often when there's a strong attraction, it means that this person is ideal in enhancing my sense of self. I feel more myself when I'm with you. You are here to fulfill me. And we are going to sign a contract that you are going to fulfill me for the rest of my life. Yeah. And I'll get very angry if you don't. And it usually happens. The anger comes. The anger comes and the frustration comes because nothing in this world can live up to the expectations that you have as a mind-made little self with its story that's as yet incomplete. Nothing in this world can live up to those expectations because the story-based me says, okay, do something. Make me complete. It's looking for places, situations, conditions, people. And sooner or later, and usually sooner, frustration sets in. It's not living up to expectations. It's not. At every retreat, we have some people who get extremely unhappy because their accommodation does not live up to expectation. Oh, I had booked a better room. I'm not saying you can't go to the office and say, you made a mistake, I think. I'm in a shed and I booked the best. Okay, we made a mistake. Or they say, no, well, nothing we can do about it now. The world let me down again. And that's the strange thing, and you may have noticed, the world lets you down a lot. That includes people. And then the little me comes up with strange theories and interpretations. The story becomes very twisted. And it says, I'm not trusting anybody anymore. Because they've all let me down. That's how they are. They're all like that. They talk about spiritual, but even the spiritual people let me down. And the story that then gets incorporated into the story, and that is a little bit satisfying at least. The world lets you down, but then the story that you form out of that gives you a little bit of self-enhancement because obviously, you are right, and increasingly, the entire world is wrong. That's, you can feel inflated in that way. It can go the borderline between what we call